The wife of a man who vanished without a trace more than 3 weeks ago while visiting Ubu is not giving up hope that her husband will be found safe. "I've been trying to do my best," said Dori Marion on July 16, more than 2 weeks after the last confirmed sighting of her husband Nicholas, Nick. Marion, 38. He left the house they were staying at wearing a black t-shirt, black pants, and black shoes. Nick just sat up in bed after tossing and turning all night and said, "I'm gonna go for a walk," put his shoes on and walked out the door, Marion said. That was June 31. RCMP have confirmed Nick was spotted multiple times that day around Pine Point, at the mill site, and then the next day his was last seen at 4 p.m. sitting on the beach at Maple Grove campsite. "He's a very easily noticeable person," Marion said. "Nick stands 6 feet tall and has neck tattoos, but it's not just his physical appearance that commands attention, it's his spirit. A kind and empathetic man, a son, husband, father, and friend to many. He's a professional dancer that loves music, bacon, and Egyptian mythology." But Dori noted that her husband hadn't been himself recently. "I am very concerned about his state of mind," she said. "He's been quite depressed since his mother passed and wasn't himself, very retreated, and not his usual charismatic, outgoing, engaged self for about a month prior to his disappearance. Since he was reported missing, the RCMP, Cowichan Search and Rescue, and hosts of volunteers have scoured the area but found no clues." Once the official search was called off, Dori Marion, family, friends, and well-wishers have taken up the cause utilizing all search methods available to them. As of Tuesday afternoon, a volunteer search team was still combing through the Cowichan Lake area in a coordinated effort. Marion admitted they're past trail walking and are moving on to a more intense grid search in the forest. Before the official search was called off after nearly a week of looking, search and rescue teams had grid searched large areas between the Pine Point campsite and the Maple Grove campsite. Now, the current volunteer canine search team is asking people to stay away from the area of Cottonwood Creek as they are still working to that area, and less disruption and additional foot traffic in that area will help the dogs. "These searches, they are entirely volunteer," Dori noted. "They didn't charge me a penny for gas, they are incredible. They are here and working so hard, and they've charged me not a penny. More help is appreciated. We are desperate for volunteers, and there is a form that can be completed for those who want to join in the search," Dori said. "We're trying to be very organized around the search now, since it's been so long we have to find him, and we need to be incredibly careful to make sure we cover the right areas." Marion acknowledged her husband might not want to be found. Otherwise, he would have made himself very visible, which is the 2 days he was clearly on paths and in public places, she explained. "But since then, no sign of him at all, which suggests that maybe he was aware of the search and tried to find a place to be safe. I'm hopeful that he has found somewhere safe to shelter with access to water." Marion and searchers are asking all residents within the Lake Cowichan area and beyond to search their properties and all structures, including any abandoned trailers, looking underneath structures, and if any neighbors have been away or homes have been vacant for a long period, to help contact those neighbors to see if those properties can be searched. The form can be found at https://www.facebook.com/groups/49361469645320 or by searching Facebook for Nicholas Marion. Search and info. "We are desperate for clues, and if anyone has a private trail cam, if they could check it," she asked. "We are hoping to put trail cams around the lake if there's anyone who has one they can spare or wants to put one up for us." A fundraising campaign has been set up by a family friend to help Dori keep up the search for her husband without having to worry about any external financial factors. As of Tuesday morning, $8,570 has been raised by 115 supporters. "I'd like to mention how incredibly overwhelming the kindness of strangers has been," Marion said. Messages, volunteer efforts, the amazing SAR and canine search team volunteers, and other mutual aid from other communities, who've worked so hard through incredibly challenging conditions, and the RCMP who have been doing everything possible to find my husband. RCMP said the case is ongoing. The investigation will remain open until he is found, and further information may be shared as it becomes available, said Lake Cowichan RCMP Const. David Prack. Anyone with information regarding missing Nicholas Marion are asked to call the Lake Cowichan RCMP at 250-749-6668. Those who think they may find a clue, or find anything out of place, are asked to walk away, take a pin on a map app, and contact the RCMP immediately and reference file number 2024-1151.